Okay, today we're continuing in the first part of Maseches Edios, and we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Karshine Truma, Karshinim, which is like a type of bean that is Truma, Beishami Omrim, Shorin Vishafin Vitahara. You could soak it or rub it on your skin when your hands are Tahar, meaning you need to do Netilas Yadayim, just like you would for other Truma. Umachilin Betuma, but you could feed it to animals even when your hands are Tahar. You don't need to do Netilas Yadayim, since it's not a human food, you don't have to be shomer on the tahara of it like a regular truma would. So you could feed it to your animals without doing the tzitzidayim. But when you're using it for yourself, because you're rubbing it on your skin or something like that, then you have to keep all the regular chumas of truma, and therefore you can have to wash your hands. Beisilul omrim shorin b'tahara, that when you soak it, you have to do it b'tahara. But v'shafen machilin b'tumah, when you rub it on your skin or you feed it to animals, then you don't need to do netilas yadayim. Meaning you can use it without washing your hands for anything but soaking it. Soaking it is machshir l'kabel tumah, and if your hands are tameh, it's actually metameh it at that very moment. Shammai Omer, Shammai himself says that you don't have to wash your hands before you touch the karshinin. Ye achlu tzarit, it should be fed to the animals only when it's dry, meaning you don't use it in a way that you're clearly making a tameh. So since it can become tameh, it's hukshal kabotumah when it becomes wet. So if you deal with it with hands that didn't have netilas yadayim, it's going to be so obvious that you're making a tameh. But if it's dry, no one's going to know that it was ever wet, and therefore it's not so obvious that you're making a tameh. Rabbi Akiva omer kol ma'aseh betumah. Rabbi Akiva says anything you do with karshinim could be betumah. You don't have to worry about the tumah status of the karshinim. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. Hapori tzel mimos ma'aseh sheni. If someone wants to exchange copper coins of ma'aseh sheni for a silver sela coin, beishami omrim bekol hasela ma'os. Beishami says you exchange all the copper coins for a silver sela. Ubeisil omrim beshekel kesef beshekel ma'os. No. You exchange half of the copper coins, meaning the value of a shekel, for a silver shekel, and the other half of the copper coins, which is also worth a shekel, you should keep as copper coins, because if someone's going to get to Yerushalayim with his Ma'aser Sheni money, you need to be able to have over Lesocher. You need to be able to have money that you could use on the spot for small change type of things. So you can't just show up with only silver. You need to have some copper on you as well, so that you could buy something really quickly. So you want to keep half of it as copper. Rameir says you can't be mechalel kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni money and Ma'aser Sheni peros together on the same silver coin. Meaning, let's say you have Ma'aser Sheni coins that are worth a half a dollar and Ma'aser Sheni peros that are worth another half a dollar. You can't exchange them both onto a single dollar. V'cham matirin and v'cham say sure you can. There's no halacha against doing that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that karshinim beishamai holds you could be shorin v'shafin b'tahara, you could soak and rub on your skin with doing it only if you did it till sidayim, but if you're feeding it to an animal, you don't have to do it till sidayim. Beisil says if you're soaking it, you need to do it till sidayim, but if you're rubbing it on your skin and feeding it to animals, you don't need to do it till sidayim. And Shammai says you can only feed it when it's dry, because if it's wet at all, then it's going to be an obvious thing that you're being metami it directly. And Rabbi Akiva says, you never have to do Netilas Yadayim on Karshinin at all. And then in Mishnah Tess, we said that if a person is exchanging Ma'aser Sheni money, Beishamai says for each sela he exchanges, meaning he could take an entire sela worth of copper coins and exchange it for one big silver coin. And Beisil says, no, half a sela will exchange for a silver coin, the other half you leave as copper coins. And Rameir just adds a different halacha, that if you have both kesef of Ma'aser Sheni and peros of Ma'aser Sheni, you're not allowed to be mechalel on the same money, but the Chachamim disagree. They hold that you are allowed to be mechalel on the same money. But next time, we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud.